Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Meryl Vaughn is the author of the riveting suspense crime series Cold Case Investigators, known for his attention to procedural detail and the emotional realism in his characters. Reviewers say his books read like a true crime story with the pulse of a fast-paced novel. The series showcases Meryl's deep understanding of justice and perseverance. He spent his formative years in California, attended Pasadena City College and Citrus Junior College, earning his degree in 1971, shortly after he enlisted in the U.S. Air Force, serving at various stateside bases and completing multiple overseas assignments. Meryl retired with the rank of Master Sergeant, transitioned to work with the state of Wyoming's Human Resources Division. Despite facing disabilities that prevented him from returning to work, Meryl remained actively involved with several veterans organizations until his move to New Hampshire in 2004. In his new community of Pittsfield, he became active in local government. Additionally, he became a substitute teacher at the local middle and high school, teaching various subjects until his retirement in 2020. It was during his teaching career that he began jotting down ideas for a potential short story. Over 5 years, these notes evolved into his first book, The Kidnapping, which has since become part of the Cold Case Investigators series, with a sequel entitled The Happy Paper Hanger and a new edition, The Prostitute Killer. And back with us on This Week in America is Meryl Vaughn, author of the critically acclaimed Cold Case Investigators series. Meryl, welcome back. It is always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for being back with us.
Thank you, Rick, for having me back.
Loved having the chance to talk about two of your three books. We'll be talking about The Happy Paper Hanger and the program today. But a little bit of background. I mentioned that in the beginning. It's interesting how this all started for you. At the head of the class, you're jotting notes down as your substitute teacher. Talk about that, because what you started off writing a short story, and it's become a really highly successful series of books that you've written. What were your thoughts back then when you were writing everything down for the book?
Well, it happened to be during an English class. They were studying, of all things, Shakespeare. And they were preparing themselves for an exam, and I just started writing down notes, and it eventually evolved into The Kidnapping. It took me several years to do it, but once I got into it, it was fun. It was fun creating the characters, the plot lines, the twists and curves of a good novel, and reviewers have liked him, so.
Well, they have, and they've mentioned so many things that you just talked about there, ideas that you wanted to use in the book, The Kidnapping. We talked about The Kidnapping before in the program. We've talked about the last show, The Prostitute Killers, and we'll talk about those briefly as we go through the book series today. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or go to wherever you get podcasting, you'll be able to listen to the discussions on the other books that Meryl has written. We're touching briefly on all of them tonight, and then focus on the happy paper hanger. Talk about developing the characters. In Kidnapping, it was Master Sergeant Patrick Johnson. Talk about him and how the story evolved with him. And it was a personal story, Kidnapping, wasn't it, with him?
Okay, Master Sergeant Johnson is the husband of the wife that was assaulted and the father of the child that was kidnapped. He came home from lunch early and found his wife laying on the kitchen floor after being wounded. And his partners in his security police investigations unit are the ones that took the lead for the investigating of the crime until the FBI became involved. Because the crime was committed on a federal property, the FBI took the lead under what they call NIMS, N-I-M-S. National Incident Management System. Okay. And that precludes a lot of confusion, and stepping on other people's toes, so to speak. And it, the trials and tribulations that Patrick Johnson went through while his wife was in the hospital, always hoping and praying that his son would be recovered quickly. And as it turns out, it took several years in order to do it. But it was his co-workers that created a company, Cold Case Investigators, after they all after all three of them retired. And they continued working with the FBI and other agencies until they were able to recover the child.
The readers like the emotional realism that you have of the characters. Talk about that, because as you're reading your books, the characters come to life and we actually feel for them. What was that like as you were writing these individual characters? It was almost like you were them for part of this as you were telling the story. How do you go about doing it, developing this emotion that's involved in the characters and the ups and the downs that they're going through?
It took me a while to figure out how I could incorporate all the different characters in a continuing series, in a continuing episode, so to speak.
Yes.
It was compelling to create a true crime situation to where military technology was incorporated, military training, the coordination with the different law enforcement agencies, the first several weeks of the escape of the person that did the crime, the ex-boyfriend, the intermingling of emotions of all the characters in the book, the mother, Patrick Johnson, his two best friends, the emotions of even the FBI agent. And it evolved into what it turned out to be. I was very satisfied with the way it was. And from what I understand from people that have responded to me, they're very satisfied with that, with it at all. Also, some of them were surprised that I could write something like this,
Well, you
including
did.
me sometimes. At times, I'm surprised myself.
It's amazing how you have this feel for your characters and the scenes that you create for them, and you were able to grab a hold of that psychological toll of the crime. It's not just the crime, it's the mental impact, the psychological impact the crime has. And you've got that in all of the books in the Cold Case Investigators series. Merrill Vaughn is our guest on the program. His website is very simple, merrillvaughn.com. You can link onto our website and get their books available, of course, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual places. The other aspect of the kidnapping that's so impressive is your pacing. You keep the tension there. And you, but it doesn't slow things down. The story moves along at what I would feel is like a realistic pace. How do you go into establishing the pacing of the book so that you get on with the story, but you don't end up with 40 pages and you don't end up with 700 pages? How do you balance that so you know that you're moving the story along and doing it properly?
What I tried to do was cover both, what I call both sides of the coin, the family of Patrick Johnson, the effect, the emotional effect on his wife. And they were told that she would never, because of the assault, that she would never be able to have a child. Well, she ended up being pregnant and having a daughter. So that kind of smooth things out a little bit.
Yes.
As far as the couple that took the child, I tried to incorporate how they played with his mind. Physically, he was unharmed. Mentally, his mind was played with, to where he was told that the person that he was taken from was his aunt and uncle. And he greatly appreciated, he loved the person that said that he was his daddy. And so I tried to incorporate as to how a 4 or a 6 year old would be thinking. Actually 2 years old, because that's how old he was when he was taken.
Yes.
And so I tried to portray as to a child and to how they would react. I'll be honest, I did check with a child psychiatrist on this, as to on how a child would react to something like this happening. And the way it turns out is that it's very plausible that in real life it could turn out to be the same way. Because a child between the ages of 2 and 6 is very vulnerable.
Well, you see the detail that Merrill uses in telling these stories. They are plausible. They make some sense, and you tap into more than just moving the story along. We understand the people and what we go through, what they have gone through. That was the first book in the series, The Kidnapping. The second book, which we've not talked about in the program yet, is The Happy Paper Hanger. I like this. I like the character here. I like how you've described the character. Give us a little background on the Happy Paper Hanger. He did pretty well for himself for a while.
Okay, this one here took a different, completely, totally different
yes.
twist to the from the first book. There's two definitions of a paper hanger. One of them is a person that hangs wallpaper.
Yes.
The second definition is a person that writes bad checks.
And that's what we're talking about.
And that's what this novel's about. And in this case, the character of Scott Thayer is a self-made millionaire, but he's bored with being always on the up and up, always doing all the right things, but he's bored. He continually makes money, but he doesn't know what to do. And so he comes across this idea of, well, let's see how long I can play this game before I get caught. And he would open up these checking accounts under fictitious names, having just enough to open the account, get checks, and he would write the checks for $5, $10 over the purchase of whatever it was that he was buying. And sometimes he would reimburse. He would pay the checks off. Sometimes he would just blow them off. He would have false addresses. Of course, banks back then, they didn't check addresses to see if the addresses were legitimate. In his case, he used addresses of homes that were burned down, businesses that went, that folded up, and it took 5 years to solve it. And it was through the doggedness or perseverance John Summers, one of the investigators, and that was able to suspect he knew who it was, but he wasn't sure until a fatal accident happened that the truth came out. In the end, Scott Thayer loses everything. He's no longer a millionaire. He's not even close to being one. And perseverance and justice was served in this case also.
It's interesting.
Just as justice was served in the first book.
Well, yes, and it's an interesting, it's totally different. This is not your typical villain, is it, that you write about in your other two books that we're used to. This was a pretty slick white collar. He wasn't stealing anybody's identification, was he? He was just making up names.
Correct. He was just making up names. In my case, when I was doing my researching for this book, I would go ahead and run a search on the individual names that I was using for him, just to make sure it wasn't somebody that was alive. And even though if they were, it'd be used in a fictitious nature.
Yes.
But in his case, he would just use names that popped into his head, that he wasn't scamming anybody. He wasn't stealing identity. He was just creating false identities. Yeah. And again, this is back in 1996. And in the mid-90s, as to that scam artists were, I don't think that scam artists were really in existence like they are nowadays.
Yes, it's common now, and it wasn't then, and he is a character. You'll be sort of smiling with what he tries to get away with, and then you'll take a different approach as he's doing something that's inflicting harm on somebody. It's just a real interesting character who comes out, and that's called The Happy Paper Hanger. That's number two in the series. And the first interview we did was for the newest of the book in there, and that's the prostitute killer. Talk about that, because this is an excellent story that unfolds here as well. Where did you come up with this idea?
It because of a dark, deep, dark secret in the killer's mind and the family background. They go after prostitutes. However, the first one to be killed was not a prostitute. She was a weary traveler that went to a motel that she knew at one time was a very high class place.
Yes.
But in this case, when she got there, it was run down. It was a prostitute motel. And the room that she had was a room that was used by a prostitute, but she wasn't there that. The prostitute wasn't there that night. And they killed this innocent, weary traveler. And over the course of the years, more prostitutes were killed on the same day of the month. And as it turns out, that was a very important clue that Patrick Johnson was involved with. He was the lead investigator. And he was able to figure out that all these prostitutes were being killed on the same day of the month. And through searching the internet and obituary archives of the different cities and locations, that they were able to figure out that the cause of the death was that the mother of the killer committed suicide because her husband had an affair with a prostitute on or about an anniversary.
Yes.
So, and the killer was a skilled surgeon that was highly respected in both the medical community and the community where she resided at. And her brother was a police officer. And what started things going as to who they were was that he made a slip during an interview with cold case investigators. His comment was, she was just a prostitute. Well, that automatically set up red flags and warnings with the investigators. And then they started doing some more checking and was able to figure out that he was helping his sister do the killings. He was telling her on how to cover up the crimes, sometimes standing watch outside the doors, making sure nobody would come by. So, and again, perseverance, justice, pays off.
And those are themes that you have throughout the books in the series. The three, the cold case investigators, the first one in the series, the kidnapping. The happy paper hanger is number two, and the last one that we talked about recently with the prostitute killers that Merrill was just talking about. You are an excellent writer, a gifted writer in the way you tell stories, the way you develop these. I love reading reviews when people are saying, you know, he's giving me enough clues. I'm trying to figure this out as we go along here. This is fun. So the reader is mentally engaged in the storytelling to try to see where you're going next and to figure out what's going to happen and how this is all going to unfold at the end. These three are available now. What are you working on? I know you've got a couple of books, I think, that you're working on.
Okay, there's a book that's due out almost any time now. It's called Through the Eyes of the Warrior. It's a story that is centered around a Vietnam veteran. And we've been, my publisher, the paper writes, and I have incorporated my veteran poems into the storyline as to on
good.
How writing helps veterans with problems. It lets their emotions out.
Yes.
And I've done several of the poems. Most of the poems are veteran centered. So, one of them is about that our POWs are not forgotten. I think last time we talked, I mentioned that in World War II, there's still 10,000.
Yeah, it's an amazing number.
Listed as missing.
Amazing number.
Vietnam has something like 2,000 still missing, unaccounted for. So there's that those types, and then there's also poetry for the nurses from Vietnam. The decisions that they made, their comforting staffs. There's a poem in there for 9/11, which happens to be next week.
Yes.
As a man, hard to believe, 24 years.
Yes, it is.
So that's my next project. And then, like I said, that's due out almost any time. That will be available on Amazon. And then there's another book in the series, in the Crime Scene Investigators series that involves a person that's missing for almost 6 years due to amnesia. And I'm still working on that one, so I can't go into too much detail on it because there's too much that's not in writing yet.
Well, that yes, and you can follow what Merrill is doing, the books that are out, the ones he's working on, one that should be out any day now, and then the one that's being written even as we speak at his website. It's very simple. It's his name, merrillvaughn.com. That's Merrill, and then V as in Victor, Augha, merrillvaughn.com. The books are available wherever books are sold. You go to Amazon, you click on his name, and you'll find all of the books there that he's written, and you'll be able to keep up to date on what's coming out. And we'd, Merrill, love to have you come back and talk about the new book as well. It's been fun having you with us. Loved hearing the stories about all of the three books in this series. Once again, the books are The Kidnapping, the second one is The Happy Paper Hanger, and the newest is The Prostitute Killer. All of these are available at Amazon, also available at his website, merrillvaughn.com. Merrill, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the programs.
Thank you again, Rick, and I look forward to coming back and seeing you again. And I hope you have a very good, pleasant weekend.
Thank you. You as well. It is always a pleasure to have Merrill with us, and I thank EC Publishing, LLC, bringing your vision to life with expert editing, design, and marketing for setting up our interview once again with Merrill. All of his information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you're listening to This Week in America. There's more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.